Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, you know, Jim Caldwell was introduced as the head coach a couple weeks ago. And next week, you know, Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator, Joe Lombardi will be introduced behind us, give their press conferences and talk about their plans for the Lions offense and defense. Just, this staff is now coming together. And I guess, what are your first impressions about this staff that Jim Caldwell has put together now?
Well, I think it's a younger staff, it seems to me, and it's less, you know, it might be more welcoming to change. You know, I like the Joe Lombardi hire most of all. I really do. You know, he's got the background with Sean Payton, and you never know how one assistant's going to follow a head coach, but he comes from, if you want to call it, the coaching tree, and I like that. You know, I think it's a different style that they run in New Orleans, very, very successful, but I've always thought that Drew Brees, who's, you know, probably one of the best quarterbacks of his era, in fact, he is, now there's no probably about it, but he kind of throws between cracks and between seams and all of that. You know, Matthew Stafford with the big gun, you know, a little more of a risk. Well, a lot more of a risk taker. So I think it's a good marrying of schemes and talents and styles, and I think it can only help the Lions offense.
And I'll look at the defensive side of the ball. You know, a guy like Terrell Austin, a guy who's had some secondary experience, and I think that's, you know, there's something to that as well. You're taking a look from the back end of that defense and looking forward. He's got to know run fits. He has to know coverage. He has to know rushing because that affects his secondary. You know, I sat in on a player interview at the Senior Bowl, and one thing I took away from that was just the way Terrell Austin is detail-oriented. You know, he talked to a player about his terminology he used in college and then did the whole rest of the interview using that terminology so the player could understand and they could have a conversation. I think he's detail-oriented, he's smart, and I think the Lions are going to benefit from that in the back end of their defense.
Yeah, a couple of other things, too. I think it was a smart thing keeping the line coaches together. You know, Tim, I've said this to Blue, you know, I'm going to say it one more time. I think in terms of position coaches, I think your offensive line coaches and your defensive line coaches are the most important position coaches on the team just because of the impact. But the one thing about Terrell Austin and his background as a secondary coach, I thought there were too many big breakdowns in the secondary. Look, when you get beat for a 60- or 70-yard touchdown, it's not the defensive tackles who are pointing at each other to see what went wrong. It's, you know, exactly where it is, and he's got to fix that because there were just too many big gains and too many big plays that they got beat on.
I think you made a great point about the offensive line and defensive line coach, Jeremiah Washburn. I think one of the real up-and-coming young coaches in this league. You look what he did with three new starters, a couple rookies last year, and how he molded that unit to really probably the second-best offensive line in the league behind the Denver Broncos. And defensively, you look at where's the most talent on your team? You know,
well, it's the interior of the tackles and Ziggy
Ansah. So I think keeping that core together in terms of coaches, I know Ndamukong Suh really likes Jim Washburn and Chris Kocurek, and those guys do as well. I think that was a smart move by Jim Caldwell.
We can always get to Ndamukong Suh and his contract negotiations later, okay?
Well, the staff is certainly coming together. Like we said, they'll be introduced, and we'll start to hear a little bit more about schemes and these guys' plans for this team. And April 7th is right around the corner, Mike. Players will be back here. The Lions get an extra 2 weeks of the offseason training program because they have a new coach. Seems like football is right around the corner, doesn't it?
Oh, 2 months away. Can't wait.